The study from the Department of Natural Resources puts the price tag of urban flooding between 2007 and 2014 at more than $2 billion in Illinois. This flooding has nothing to do with the properties that sit in the floodplains. This is where floods come about on the higher ground, and the term urban in this case means towns of 2,500 people or more. Backed up sewers into basements and flooded streets are the most obvious examples. For instance, a city like Springfield, a historic town, unfortunately has historic sewers as well. Along with the older neighborhoods, there's another common denominator, subdivisions built in the 1950s and 60s. Sally McConkie of the Illinois State Water Survey and Lauren Wobig of DNR's Water Division helped produce the report.
That would have been a high growth period where we were building a lot of homes very quickly, right after World War II, and there was a lot of expansion, particularly in cities. And at that time, the information that was available for designing underground storm sewers was limited. There weren't a lot of common standard practices in place. So it's kind of just a accumulation of things, or one thing on top of the other.
As Sally mentioned, that was a period of a fairly rapid growth. And so it was more of a focus on, well, let's build a new subdivision here. It's, you know, the next field outside of the community, without necessarily looking at the soil types. That's one of the things we're smarter on today, is there are soil types. And if you go to a, you know, county soils report, it'll say, you know, this basement's not recommended, you know, because of the characteristics of the soils and so forth. And I think just the idea of trying to get houses built and, you know, new businesses and everything, that wasn't paid the attention that it probably deserved, contributing to the problem.
That's Lauren Wobig. Many of the findings stress the need for future planning and fixing existing problems. Easier said than done. A city like Springfield has sewer systems that date well beyond the 1950s. Glenn Heistand is another of the report's authors.
The infrastructure that exists in our communities these days is aging, and that it's not a matter of should we fix or update some of these systems, but we really need to. Where that money comes from may be different in different communities, but we need to find a way to fund these projects, no matter what. The flooding is not going to eliminate itself. We're seeing trends of increasing amounts of runoff, changing in the intensity of the storm events that are affecting our communities. And the infrastructure that we can't see below the surface of the ground is decaying.
That takes money to fix. To start, the report recommends that all counties should be given the authority to adopt stormwater regulations, and giving locals the authority to set fees and taxes to help pay for stormwater repairs and improvements. Sally McConkie.
And that has been the case in the counties around Cook County, right, for a long time. They've made a lot of progress because they've been able to establish the countywide management, so that you don't have one community with different standards, or at least they can have higher, but they have a minimum. They've been able to enact a lot of projects in order to relieve flooding. They've got a long way to go. There's also the three counties that are down in the American Bottoms area, St. Clair, Monroe, and Madison, that more recently got that authority to do the minimum countywide management. Other counties have got that authority. They, for different reasons, have not taken it as far, perhaps. They also have been able to establish funding streams to have these projects. But it doesn't, that we want to allow that, we want to see that throughout the state, so that if there is that interest, if they are getting the pressure from a lot of flooding, there's communities want it, they can have they can come together and set up minimum standards. So we want to make sure we can level that playing field.
The report also notes that word needs to get out more about the availability of flood insurance and additional sewer and water damage coverage that people can get on their homeowners insurance. The study noted as income levels dropped, fewer people took advantage of the insurance opportunities. The report calls for more public education and awareness on the insurance options, and as Lauren Wobig notes, requiring insurance sellers to get more continuing education on the subject is also important.
So if you have a homeowner go to your insurance agent, that agent may not necessarily understand the difference between what the National Flood Insurance program covers and what's not covered by that, what you need a special rider for backup insurance and that. And so it was more of just creating that more awareness and better education. A lot of the agents probably know much more about what's covered with fire insurance, for example. And so we just found that and wanted to recommend that there be more education, get that education level up in the insurance industry for those that are out there selling and promoting that kind of coverage of risk.
The report also wants to make sure the state government funds proper record keeping so they can collect and better track information on storms, rainfall, and other issues. Better coordination of the programs offered among state agencies, such as low-interest loans and grants, and making sure new building projects pay attention to runoff issues are also mentioned in the report. DNR says it is working with other state agencies on some of the recommendations that it makes in the new report. The challenge, as with many problems, is the big money involved to really upgrade aging sewer systems across the state. It costs a lot of money, yet most of the work is underground and gets little public notice unless there's a flood. It makes it harder for politicians at any level to devote so much money to work that is sight unseen. Although if timing plays into it, the urban flooding problems noticed during the heavy rains of the summer of 2015 certainly marks a good time for the release of the report. I'm Bill Wheelhouse.